Right now, it's time for this week's Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat, a cat this week who's looking for their forever home, joined by a different local organization, talking about a new furry friend and sharing their story here on the radio and online and on social media to try to find them a family. Maybe it will be you. Joined this week by Jacqueline Marks of the Goat House Refuge down in Pittsburgh. Great, great spot for a whole bunch of cats, including Sophie Rose, who we are about to meet this morning. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hi, Aaron. I'm fine. It's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had Sophie Rose here in the studio for the last 10 minutes, and she is fantastic. She's a big old friendly cat.
Yeah, she's a big baby.
Yeah, she really is. Tell us about her.
Oh, she's a super hug. She's 7 years old. She is a long-haired tuxedo. She's kind of, I call her a hostess cup cat. That's like, you know, chocolate cream filling kind of thing. She's adorable. She is a beautiful, full-figured gal, knows what she wants. She loves meat. She would do best as either an only cat or with another cat who doesn't get all up in her grill.
Okay.
Loves to be petted. Loves to be indoor-outdoor.
All right.
But it's really important that the outdoor is enclosed or protected at some sort because she does like to explore. She adores belly rubs. And I don't know, I think she just said something.
She did. She's meowing off on the side. I don't know if
Sophie Rose,
the mics are picking that up.
Darling. Yes, that's my little radio star. And so the rest of her background is a mystery. She's an adorable girl, and she would give and receive so much love.
How long has she been with you?
You know what? I'm not sure. I was away for a little while, and I think she may have been with us about a year.
Okay. Very cool. And she is not a kitten. She's seven. She's a whole cat.
She's a grown woman.
She is a whole cat.
You do not have to teach this one how to be a cat. She will teach you how to be a cat. And she's a hug. She's just a hug and a half and so, so sweet and adorable.
So she's at the Goat House Refuge now, which has a lot of cats around. So how does she keep to herself if she's an independent one?
Sophie Rose has a perch that she sort of claims as her own.
Gotcha.
And somehow whenever I'm in there, I know just where to find her. You go inside, you go to the left, there's Sophie Rose, you say her name, she's all excited to see you.
Nice.
And then it's time for the pets and the belly rubs.
So she's got her habits, she's got her routines, and she is a really, really friendly, like affectionate, purry, rub up against you, get the belly rubs cat. So
she's adorable.
Yeah, 100%. So speaking with Jackie Marks, goathouserefuge.org is the website for more about the Goat House Refuge. And for folks who don't know, tell us about the Goat House Refuge.
The Goat House is a refuge that houses cats, indoor, outdoor. The cats are free to roam, but it's an enclosed, multi-acre, mountainous place in the mountains of Pittsburgh. You can smell the pines. You can hear, there really are goats on the premises, but they're not for adoption.
Yeah.
But you can talk to them. You can even feed them grapes if you want to. They love grapes. And you can go there. You can just hang with the kitties if you want to. If, you know, it makes you happier. It makes you healthier. And it makes the cats more sociable and more adoptable to have you do that. So why don't I go and get 10 or 20 kitties from there? Because I always already have three, but two of them are Goat House kitties.
It's got to be tempting if you work there. So.
And I'm starting to know all their names. And
I'm sure.
Starting to know my name and stuff like that. So they are, it's kind of like a spa day. You just go in there, there's a futon, you lie down with the kitties, and you will come out there with all these endorphins, and the kitties will be happier, and next week 10 of them will find homes and kind of thing.
Nice. So who named Sophie Rose?
I have the feeling it was Julie.
Is it someone at the Goat House?
Yeah, someone at the Goat House. I've always wanted to name a cat, but I haven't had the privilege of doing so yet.
Yeah.
But I think Siglinda names a lot of the cats.
I'm sure.
And Julie Williams names a lot of the cats. So.
And Siglinda Scarp is the one who started, founded, operates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Siglinda is the founder and the wizard behind all of this.
The brains behind the operation.
Yeah.
The wizard behind the curtain.
Siglinda is magic.
Yeah. Again, goathouserefuge.org for more information on all of the great cats that they've got at the Goat House Refuge, including Sophie Rose, who is just this incredible, loving, affectionate, big cat that we've got here in the studio right now. Anything else that folks need to know about Sophie Rose?
She loves you.
Yeah.
And
she
you,
will.
And you will love her. Yeah. And the Goat House welcomes visitors. We like you to call first because it's pandemic time, et cetera. But we welcome visitors. We welcome volunteers. We welcome tributes. All angels welcome.
And if people want to meet Sophie Rose or hang out with her or maybe adopt her, just get in touch with you and
absolutely.
Make it happen.
Absolutely. I'll call the Goat House. You can arrange to meet Sophie Rose. And we imagine she's going to have quite a following.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. We're going to get her adopted. Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. More information on Sophie Rose and all the many cats that they've got down there in Pittsburgh, just off of 87. Great place to head and spend a couple of hours or minutes as well. And you can learn more about Sophie Rose. We'll have photos of her up on the town square section of our website, chapelboro.com. Visit our Facebook page for more. And of course, you can go straight to the source, goathouserefuge.org, for more on Sophie Rose as well. Jackie Marks, thank you, as always, so much for being with us. This is fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron.